Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
Sam, do you use YouTube a lot?
Yes, a lot.
What kind
Of
of videos
course.
do you watch?
For sure, I watch music videos because there's a lot of singers they will do like debuts on YouTube, their first view of their music video. And also, I like to watch like streaming of gameplay, video games, and also like tutorials about everything.
Yeah, the same here. Same here with me. I like watching music videos. We don't really get to see music videos on TV now, so I like watching music videos sometimes. I love the tutorials, especially like the makeup ones.
They're amazing.
I know, but every time when I try it myself, it doesn't work. But anyway, we have a new kind of like a celebrity. They're called YouTubers, and they're famous because of the videos that they make. So let's find out more about what YouTubers do and what they are.
Reading. The rise of YouTubers. There's a new kind of star that is famous around the world, but might also be your next door neighbor. They are the YouTubers, people who are famous for their own YouTube videos. In some ways, they're now becoming more popular than many TV and movie stars. Anyone can become a YouTuber with the right personality, message, and style. That's because it's easier to get on YouTube than on TV or in movies. Anyone with a video camera and a YouTube account can sign up and build their online presence. Most YouTubers start by filming themselves in their bedroom, for example. In one study, American teenagers rated YouTubers as more interesting and relatable than traditional celebrities. That's because YouTubers seem more like the average Joe. What's more, they often interact with their fans, so people feel close to YouTubers. Thus, a YouTuber's content, whether it's about video games, society, or beauty products, is only part of what makes them popular.
Okay, so our article first starts with, there's a new kind of star that is famous around the world, but might also be your next door neighbor.
Okay. 所以呢，第一段呢，马上开头就讲出来了。哎，有一种新形态的 stars， 新的明星哦，他们呢好像哎很有名哦，在全世界都很知名，但是呢，他们呢又跟你的这个邻居，哎，搞不好他就住在你隔壁。
对。Okay, so that's why we have our vocabulary word neighbor. Neighbor is spelled N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R, neighbor. It's a noun and it means the person who lives next to you, or they can live near you as well. So that's why we say next door neighbor. It means the person who directly lives next door to you. Now, we also hear this phrase a lot. Or he is the boy next door. Wow. She is the girl next door. It's a way to describe a girl or boy who is very down to earth. They're very sweet. And in your mind, this is like the perfect person to date or marry. And your parents will love it as well. All right, so we can use neighbor in a sentence like this. Kim just moved next door and is now my neighbor.
Okay, neighbor 呢就是你的邻居哦，住隔壁的。例句呢，我们说金搬到了我的隔壁。Next door 就是指隔壁哦，就是你隔壁那个门哦。所以我们可以讲说，比方说 next door next boy 就是邻家男孩、邻家女孩，很亲切的这种人哦。那现在呢是我的邻居，因为金搬到我的隔壁了，所以我们说 neighbor。那我们可以看到 neighborhood 呢就是指邻近地区，也就是我住的这个社区的意思。
The article then says, they are the YouTubers, people who are famous for their own YouTube videos. Now, I have to say something. It's pronounced YouTube, not YouTube. So it's YouTube, two words, YouTube videos and YouTubers.
Okay, 所以注意到 YouTube 的发音哦，不要再讲 YouTube 了，好不好？ YouTube 就是呢指影音平台，我们在看影片的这个。那 YouTuber 呢，我们在后面加上二，它就变成人了，也就是呢在上面创作发布影片内容的这些人。那我们中文呢可能叫做实况主啊、网红啊、网美，就是 YouTuber。
All right, next in the article, it says, in some ways, they're now becoming more popular than many TV and movie stars.
Wow. 可能你有看过新闻哦，其实呢，有很多 YouTuber 呢，他们现在是比这些电视或电影明星还赚钱。比方说全世界最多人 follow 的这个 PewDiePie, 这个新闻呢就有报道，他一年可以赚好多好多好多钱，他们现在非常的受欢迎。
Yeah, so lucky. I wonder how they do that. There's a new kind of thing called live streaming.
Yes.
A lot of people are making a lot of money becoming live streamers. Okay, so next the article says, anyone can become a YouTuber with the right personality, message, and style. So maybe next we will see Sam.
Yeah, maybe Tiffany.
Together?
Okay, yeah, okay. 所以呢我们这边看到他说呢谁都可以成为一个 YouTuber, 只要你有一个很大的这个 personality, 你的个性你要传达的讯息或者是你有很特别的风格。在这边看到 anyone 就是任何人所有人呢，所以 anyone can become, 任何人都可以成为。
That's because it's easier to get on YouTube than on TV or movies. I can totally agree with that. For TV or movies, you have to audition,
yeah.
You have to have a lot of competition and stuff like that. But on YouTube, you just have to upload a video.
Yeah, 所以呢，我们这边在讲说，为什么这些人呢都可以当 YouTuber 呢？因为要当 YouTuber 比要上电视或是演电影来的简单多了。因为只要你的手机，甚至是相机、电脑一开，只要呢拍了影片上传，你就是一个 YouTuber。
We could be the next YouTubers. Next in the article says, anyone with a video camera and a YouTube account can sign up and build their online presence.
Okay, 刚刚说过，只要手机相机一开，马上呢就可以成为实况主来展现你的个人魅力了。And we see some words here.
So we saw that you can create your own YouTube account. Now, account is a vocabulary word and it's spelled A-C-C-O-U-N-T. Account. It's a noun and it's an arrangement between a person and a company to use its services on the internet or to use its service as an email. So most commonly, a lot of people have email accounts because everyone uses emails. For example, if your email address is something something@gmail.com, then that means you have a Gmail account. Now, some websites require you to create an account to use their services or websites. So if you want to buy something online, if you want to play games, you might need to create accounts for that. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. I couldn't log into my email account because I forgot my password.
所以呢 ,account 这个字呢就是指账号，例如呢银行账号 ,bank account。那这边呢是在讲我们网络上用的，比方说像是你的 YouTube 账号，或者是呢你的 Gmail account,Facebook account, 这些呢就是你的 account, 你的账号。那相对而言呢就是密码 ,password。pass 呢就是穿过 word, 就是文字。所以 account and password, 你账号跟密码。那这边补充给大家，刚刚 Tiffany 讲到了很多这个跟 account 相关的动词咯。比方说呢你说 sign up 呢就是注册哦，你要注册一个账号。那你有账号之后呢，你要有账号密码要登录嘛，所以我们说 log in 就是登录你的账号。那登出的时候就是 sign out。
Or log out works as well. All right, so we can create a YouTube account and we can start to build our online presence. Now, presence is spelled P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Presence, it's a noun and it means the state of being present here, you know, physically or somewhere. So, for example, right now I can see Sam's presence because he's right next to me. But we need to, on YouTube, we need to create an online presence. Now, online presence is a little bit different because we can't physically see people online, but it's a way to let other people know about your existence, to make other people know who you are and to make yourself known. For example, we can say, my grandfather passed away a few months ago, but we can still feel his presence in the house. Not that scary. It's not a scary presence, but it's a nice, warm friend. It's a grandfather, right?
Yes. Okay. 所以呢，我们看到 presence 这个字呢，我们呢可以翻译为出席哦。比方说呢 ，your presence is appreciated. 感谢呢你的出席。那这边呢，则是指这个存在。比方说呢，像刚刚讲说，我现在在这个空间，所以呢，我有我的 presence. 但是呢，在我们 YouTube 上面呢，要怎么做呢？当然就是你要有一个 account， 你要上传影片，让别人知道呢，有你这个 YouTuber， 那你这个就是你的 presence， 你在网络上面的存在咯。
Mm-hmm. Next, the article says, most YouTubers start by filming themselves in their bedroom, for example. So you don't really need anything too fancy. You don't have to go to a studio. You don't need to, you know, find a nice background. You can actually just do it right from home. And a lot of people start out from their bedroom, for example. Here, for example, means like to show an example and to introduce an idea by talking about a specific case. So, we give examples a lot to you to teach you guys about vocabulary or grammar structures as well.
OK, 所以呢我们这边看到这个片语 For example 就是我们中文说的举例来说啦。那你可以有几种代话，比方说你可以讲 for instance, 或者是呢 such as, 这些呢都可以用来在文章里面或者是句子里面来给出范例的时候使用。
Mm-hmm. In one study, American teenagers rated YouTubers as more interesting and relatable than traditional celebrities. Wow, so you can see how important or how popular YouTubers can be.
OK, 所以呢在这段里面呢他就讲说 in one study, 在一个这个调查里面呢 American teenagers, 这些美国的青少年呢他们认为呢这个 YouTubers 是现在这个最有趣而且呢跟他们最有认同感的这些 celebrity. OK, 这边呢有非常多的单字我们马上先来看一下 rate.、
Mm-hmm. First, rate is spelled R-A-T-E, rate. It's a verb and it means to make a judgment about maybe the quality, the ability, or the value of something. So,Maybe a group of people can give their opinions about something, yeah? So, for example, we could say on a scale of 1 to 5, okay, we usually do this, on a scale of 1 to 5, I rate the book a 4. That means that you give really high marks for this, because 1 is, you know, not a very good score. 5 is actually a very high and good score, so a 4 is not too bad. You can also say judges rated each song according to a number of criteria. So maybe they listen to like the sounds or the way people sing it and they give their opinions or they write something down to talk about this music. We can also use it in a sentence like this. This restaurant rated as one of the best in the country. So a lot of people say, yes, this tastes very, very good. Now it's the best in the whole country.
OK, 现在呢在网络上什么东西都可以给评价，不管你是买家、是卖家、餐厅还是我们说的这个网红哦 YouTuber, 你呢都可以给他打分数。那英文里面呢我们要打分数呢我们就可以用这个单字 rate。它呢可以指什么率，比方说呢我们说 unemployment rate, 失业率。但是呢在这边指的是评价，例如刚刚 Tiffany 说的例句，这间餐厅呢它被评价为这个整个这个国家里面呢最棒的一家餐厅， rate 就可以当做评价的意思。
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I rate restaurants on、yes. Google or Facebook.
All the time.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
I think it's important sometimes to let people really know what the food tastes like or what it's like. I think that's what everyone is looking for as well. Now, a lot of people, a lot of American teenagers find YouTubers more interesting because they are relatable. Now, relatable is an adjective and it means something that you can relate to and you feel like, yeah, I do that too, or yes, I feel the same way. So that's what relatable means.
OK, relate 这个字呢我们先看到 relate 这个动词呢它就表示连接、哦、我们可以呢说 A relate to B 表示呢 A 跟 B 呢这两个东西有连接，那我们在后面加上 able 它呢就变成形容词，表示你是有能力做这件事的，所以 relatable 就是有连接的，所以呢在我们课文里面呢就表示说年轻人呢跟这些 YouTuber 呢是有连接的、哦、他们呢是有同感有认同感的。
Here we have our vocabulary word traditional. It's spelled T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N-A-L. Traditional. It's an adjective and it means typical or normal for something or someone. So a traditional library means a typical or usual kind of library where you have to go to this building and check out books. Now something new or non-traditional will be an online library. Now we also saw in the article a traditional celebrity. Now this means it's a person who becomes famous through traditional media like TV or movies or through music.
好，所以呢，在看 traditional 之前呢，先看一下 tradition 这个名词哦，它是指传统。OK， 例如呢 ，dining together during New Year is a tradition of our family。过年呢，一起吃晚餐是我们家的这个习惯哦，传统习俗。那在这边呢，我们用形容词 traditional， 它呢就是形容传统的。例如呢，我们说 Dragon Boat Festival is a traditional holiday。OK， 端午节呢是这个中国的传统节庆。那课文里面呢，则是指相对于网红。相对 YouTuber 这些新兴的艺人呢，传统的艺人 traditional celebrities， 例如呢电视通告艺人或是电影明星之类的。 And we saw the word celebrity.
That's right. A celebrity is a person who is famous, and they are celebrated and they become famous through TV, music, movies, or for doing something incredible, like even sports as well. Now we can shorten the word celebrity to celebs, C-E-L-E-B-S, celebs.So, for example, there's so many celebrities that we know of. Off the top of my head, I can think of course, Beyonce.
Of course, Beyonce.
Yeah, she's the best, or she's amazing. Michael Jordan, he's also a celebrity. He plays basketball, but he's counted as a celebrity. And, of course, Chris Pratt, the star of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, the new one. Okay, 所以呢，我们看到 celebrity 这个单字呢，它就是指名人哦。比方说，刚刚举例很多，像是 Michael Jordan， 你是打球运动员也好，或者是像歌手哦，比方说像 Beyonce， 或者是呢，或像是演员 Chris Pratt， 这些人呢，他们很有名哦，我们就可以叫做 celebrity。那你当然也可以把它缩写 celebs， 就是 C-E-L-E-S。OK。
Mm-hmm. Next, the article says, that's because YouTubers seem more like the average Joe. All right, so average Joe is our shortcut for you, so let's take a quick break.
Shortcut for you.
A lot of things got stolen from this house last night, Officer Pat.
Yeah, we should talk to the guy who saw the thief, Officer Vena.
Who is he?
Some average Joe.
His name is Joe?
No, it isn't. When we say an average Joe,ordinary or regular Joe, we just mean a normal person.
Got it. Ordinary, average, regular Joe means 平凡人普通人
Right. His real name is Buddy.
He's your buddy?
It's gonna be a long day.
So we learned that an average Joe is just someone who is very ordinary. They're very average. They're very regular. So we are counted as average Joes because we're not celebrities. We don't really know how to sing well or dance well, or we're not famous actors. So we can be considered as average Joes.
Okay, so average Joe 呢就是指平常人了。那我们现在呢知道网红呢这些 YouTuber 之所以红呢，是因为他们比起传统艺人呢，他们更像是 average Joe， 更像平常人，所以呢让观众更有连结，更有同理心哦。除此之外，还有什么东西让他们变得这么红呢
？Okay, the article says, what's more, they often interact with their fans, so people feel close to YouTubers. Okay, that actually makes a lot of sense because when you interact with someone or something, it means you maybe talk or do things with people.I know a lot of times celebrities don't speak to people like us.
Like
yeah, so maybe they don't have the time and they're really busy. And I can imagine they have millions of fans. So it's really hard to speak to every single one of them. So we kind of feel a distance. So like Sam said, we feel a distance with them. So here it's saying YouTubers speak to their fans and they speak to average Joes often. So that means YouTubers interact with them a lot.
Okay, 课文最接续下去了，他这边呢就用了这个 what's more 这个片语表示此外来连接了。那就是表示呢，除了前面讲的，后面呢，哎，还有很多很重要的东西哦。那这边呢就讲说，除了他们呢这个很亲民哦，跟这个人们呢有连接之外呢，他们呢还可以透过网络跟粉丝来互动。OK, act 就是动作，那 inter 就是有交互的，所以 interact 表示呢他们之间有互动。
Mm-hmm. Next, the article says, thus, a YouTuber's content, whether it's about video games, society, your favorite video games,
yes.
society, or beauty products, is only part of what makes them popular. Now, the content is basically what your video, book, article, or speech is about. And that's just basically just called your topics. What are your topics about? What are you going to talk about in your YouTube video?
Okay, 现在呢，我们很常说内容行销、内容农场、内容呢，我们就是这个字 content。OK， 例如呢，我们说罐头的容量啊，内容物也可以讲 content。那现在只是指，比方说像你的脸书发文啊、影片啊、部落格等等，都可以叫做 content。那这段课文呢，我们用了这个 whether 的用法哦 ，whether 这个字呢，就可以翻译为我们中文有时候会翻译是否或是无论呢。那呢，我们这边就是前面有一个句子，后面呢用 whether 再连上，再带出另外一个子句。我们这边呢说 whether is about video games, society 等等等哦，所以我们就是用 whether 来带出无论后面这些内容是什么样的内容，你的内容呢必须跟你的这个 YouTuber 跟你的粉丝呢是要有关联的。
That's right. So you can talk about things like video games, Sam's favorite.
Yes.
You can talk about something called society as well. Society is a vocabulary word. It's called S-O-C-I-E-T-Y, society. It's a noun and it means people in general as one big kind of organized community, and we all share the same laws, traditions, and values. So when we talk about society, we're basically talking about people all over the world and kind of the things that we have in common or kind of the things that we think as well. So for example, we can say our society is centered around social media now.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, society 呢指的是社会哦。那这边呢就表示说呢这些网红他们是针对社会议题来进行评论进行分享。那社会呢就是指这个很多人聚在一起这个 community 哦所有人在一起有一样的法律一样的话题一样的想法。比方说呢像刚刚这个 Tiffany 举例到说呢现在呢我们所有的事情呢在我们社会里面的中心呢其实就是 social media， 也就是呢社群网站，它已经成为我们生活的中心了。
So if you want to be a YouTuber, you have to think about what kind of content you want to talk about, what kind of topics you want to talk about, and how you can relate to other people. All right, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question for today is, who is your favorite YouTuber? Explain. Oh, I think you watch a lot of the video games
right? Video games
Do you have a favorite YouTuber?
Yeah, I think I like someone called 老皮 and also like 统神. They are actually Taiwanese streamers, and I think they're fine. How about you?
I don't really watch a lot of YouTube videos about like, you know, things like that. But I do like to watch beauty tutorials, and sometimes I like to see something called, something by the Fine Bros. Fine Brothers. They're basically, these two, I guess they're friends. I'm not really sure if they're brothers, but basically they have a series called Kids React. So it could be like Kids React to 80s music or Elders React to, hip-hop music, something like
that.
Yeah. And I think that's actually kind of funny sometimes. So I enjoy watching videos like that when I'm...don't have anything to do. All right, so you guys can discuss with yourselves. Who is your favorite YouTuber? It doesn't have to be someone in the States. Of course, there's a lot in Taiwan as well. So you can talk about it with your friends, with your teachers, with your family. But that's all the time that we have for today. Don't forget to stick into day two, but that's all the time we have. See you guys soon.
Bye.
The rise of YouTubers. There's a new kind of star that is famous around the world.But might also be your next door neighbor. They are the YouTubers, people who are famous for their own YouTube videos. In some ways, they're now becoming more popular than many TV and movie stars. Anyone can become a YouTuber with the right personality, message, and style. That's because it's easier to get on YouTube than on TV or in movies.Anyone with a video camera and a YouTube account can sign up and build their online presence. Most YouTubers start by filming themselves in their bedroom, for example. In one study, American teenagers rated YouTubers as more interesting and relatable than traditional celebrities. That's because YouTubers seem more like the average Joe. What's more, They often interact with their fans, so people feel close to YouTubers. Thus, a YouTuber's content, whether it's about video games, society, or beauty products, is only part of what makes them popular.
Vocabulary Review.
Neighbor. My neighbor's house is much bigger than mine because he has a large family. Account. My company's bank account is with the Bank of Taiwan, not with First Bank. Presence. The presence of a dog guarding the sheep kept the wolves away. Rate. This game has been very highly rated by both new and returning players. Traditional. The famous museum in Paris has many great examples of traditional art. Society. Many new laws passed by the government now weren't considered acceptable by society in the past.